Good morning. And how are you? This is the reason that we're blessed this week. That's why every week when I ask you, how are you? And everybody cries out, well, the people know to cry out blessed. It isn't because you have a nice house, if you do, or you drive a car, or you have health. Those things are not blessings in themselves. You are blessed because Jesus Christ died for your sins. Jesus Christ died so you can live forever. This is why we are blessed people. This is why no matter what we're going through, if someone asks us, we can say we're blessed. And as we enter in this week, we focus on the second reading, as I do every year, because the second reading gives this whole week context. When it starts out with, though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to grasp at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave. That this whole week is about the emptying out of God for love of us. He emptied himself for us. And it's appropriate, today is March 25th, and usually March 25th is what? The Feast of the Annunciation. 9 months from today is Christmas. Aren't you excited? 9 months. Do you get it? The Annunciation, when God became incarnate in the womb. 9 months from that is the day he was born. We have that worked out, you know. And so, the beginning of God's emptying out happened at the moment he was born. He became incarnate in Mary. The God the universe cannot contain became a cell in the womb of Mary. He already started emptying himself out in love. And then as we enter in this week, every day we go deeper with him when he continues to empty himself out, continue to empty himself out, so he completely empties himself out on Good Friday. And the first thing that we should do is just say thank you to Jesus this week. Huh? Often, because I'm on the road all Lent, and people say, oh, Father, you ready for Holy Week? I go, it's Hell Week. Are you kidding me? It's Hell Week for me. And it was Hell Week for Jesus, was it not? Absolutely. But we forget about it. We just sit there and go through the, you know, I go to the services if I can, or I don't go to the services. It doesn't become this personal reality. So the first thing I want us to do is just make sure every day this week you thank Jesus for what he did for you this week. That we begin this week in gratitude for all that God does for us, especially dying for us. Because I often think that instead of being focused in gratitude on what Jesus does for us and did for us, we always focus on what he doesn't do for us, what he didn't do, what I've prayed for and I haven't gotten. Wow, my life is hard. And I focus, and you focus on that sometimes. And this is not the week ever to focus on ourselves. This is the week we focus on Jesus. So we begin by saying thank you every day this week for giving us his precious body and blood in the Eucharist, by dying on the cross for us, for going in the tomb for us, by rising from the dead for us. Everything he did for us. So we need to say thank you every day. Can you handle the first part? Great. The 10 of you. The reality is after that, now it's going to get much harder. Because now that you say thank you, now he says what you got to do is what I did. So as Jesus emptied himself out, I call it the emptying principle. We too need to focus on emptying ourselves out for love of God and love of others. And again, what we get afraid of is we always get stuck at Good Friday. But the church doesn't get stuck at Good Friday. God didn't get stuck on Good Friday. Jesus didn't get stuck on Good Friday. Good Friday is when we finally give everything. Then we receive everything, eternal life. We receive the love of God that's stronger than death. And so what we need to do is learn this principle of life from Jesus. As he emptied himself out, he did it to save us, but to also teach us that you and I need to empty ourselves out every day. And again, as I've talked about, we're not talking about you going to the cross and dying so everybody can look at you. We're calling about you and I living our life for God and other people every day. And that means that I give time of emptying myself out before Him in prayer. I empty myself out before Him so He can fill me with Himself. He can't fill me if I'm filled with myself. Only if I empty myself can He fill me with Himself. And then I live a life of every day doing some kind of service and being more concerned about others than we are about ourselves, beginning with our families, huh? Sometimes it's easy to serve the church, and it's hard to serve our families, the people we live with all the time. So that's where we need to begin. And if you and I live this week of first saying thank you and second emptying ourselves out, then we will resurrect with Jesus. We will experience the power and the glory of the resurrection. We will know that it's only by this emptying out principle that we get to experience the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So, as we begin this week, don't get stuck on Good Friday. Be grateful for everything God does and imitate Him by emptying ourselves out each day so we can truly experience the resurrection on Easter. You got it? You get it? Gonna do it? Made sure you know His love today and forever. Amen.